I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, December 16th. Well, tonight is the last scheduled meeting for the Quincy City Council this year, and two major issues are on the agenda. The councilors are expected to continue discussing that proposed 50-year lease extension for Quarry Hills Associates to operate the Granite Links Golf Club. The Ordinance Committee will meet at 6:30 at City Hall to continue the review of that proposal from the administration to add 50 years to the lease after the current lease expires in 32 years. Quarry Hills says it needs the extension to secure financing for a 110-room hotel and other improvements. Some residents question the financial arrangement and say Quarry Hills has not properly maintained playing fields and walking trails at that site. Also tonight, the City Council is expected to approve almost $109 million for a new Squantum Elementary School and $4.5 million for electrical and communications improvements around the Squantum School. For the first time in over 50 years, the Quincy Housing Authority will be building a new affordable housing complex in Quincy. Last week, the Zoning Board approved of what will be called Mariner's Cove. The two four-story, eight-unit residential buildings will be constructed on a vacant parcel adjacent to O'Brien Towers on Bicknell Street in Germantown. Quincy Housing Authority Executive Director Jim Marathis says the Housing Authority has formed the nonprofit Quincy Development Corporation, which will be building this development and buying all of the federally subsidized housing in Quincy. Mariner's Cove will include a total of 16 two-bedroom apartments with two parking spaces per unit. Construction on that $5 to $6 million project will begin next spring and take 18 to 24 months to complete. A Weymouth man is facing drunk driving and other charges after a car he was driving flipped onto its roof in Quincy late Friday night. Police say 32-year-old Jeffrey McComber was drunk when the 2005 Chevy Trailblazer he was driving rolled over and ended up on its roof on Palmer Street, just past C Street in Germantown. Just before midnight Friday, McComber and a 32-year-old Quincy woman were ejected from the vehicle but suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Both were taken to Boston Medical Center for treatment. Police say they found an 18-pack of beer in the vehicle with some open cans. McComber faces charges including drunk driving, speeding, negligent operation, and driving an unregistered vehicle. Two men arrested in the Boston Harbor Islands allegedly flying drones near Logan Airport on Saturday night. Robert Duffy of Charlestown and Jeremy Folsick from Bridgewater both arrested on Long Island and are facing charges of trespassing with the potential of more fines or charges. Police began investigating Saturday afternoon when their real-time crime surveillance detected an unmanned aircraft system near Logan Airport. The Harbor Patrol unit responded to Long Island, where there were three people inside the abandoned Long Island Health Campus. The three fled on foot. Two were caught and identified as the 42-year-old Duffy and 32-year-old Fosick. Those pair will be scheduled to be arraigned today in Dorchester District Court. Duffy allegedly had a drone in his backpack. Police say a third person fled the island, probably in a small vessel. The arrest come as residents report mysterious apparent drone sightings from Cape Cod to the North Shore and central and western Massachusetts. The FBI says thousands of people across New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and other East Coast states have reported the drones, but there is no indication of a threat to public or national security. Stop and Shop says it will install kiosks in all of its U.S. stores to make digital-only coupons more accessible to customers. Stop and Shop, which operates in Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, and Rhode Island, said those kiosks will let customers scan a loyalty card or enter a phone number and quickly get access to any digital coupons or personalized offers. The kiosks, known as saving stations, are expected to be installed in all 365 Stop & Shop locations by early January. Company said the savings stations have already been installed in Stop & Shops in Rhode Island, and more will be added on a rolling basis. Digital-only deals are advertised online or on store shelves. They can offer significant savings, but generally require customers to electronically clip a coupon located in a grocer's app or on its website. 2 years ago, a coalition of consumer groups sent letters to a dozen supermarket chains, including Stop & Shop and Kroger, urging them to make sure deals are available in both digital and non-digital format. The groups, which included Consumer Reports, Consumer Action, the Public Interest Research Group, and the National Consumers League, said many shoppers may lack smartphones, internet access, or the technical savvy to figure out how digital-only coupons work. Following months of grueling negotiations and increasing attention, the union representing over 600 concession workers at TD Garden says it has voted to approve a new contract, avoiding a strike. Workers, represented by United Food and Commercial Workers Local 1445, including those responsible for providing food, beverages, and team gear, as well as serving guests in the suites, had planned to meet in Somerville yesterday to vote for a strike authorization, but instead voted to ratify a new 3-year contract. Negotiations had been ongoing since early July. The contract expired in August. According to the union, contract highlights include increases in commission rates for the first time in 2 decades, better seniority protection, and increases in event minimums and hourly rates for non-commissioned employees. The union previously said that TD Garden claimed it couldn't afford any increase to commission rates, which had reportedly been frozen for years. Workers said they weren't asking higher commission rates, but also strong retirement benefits, better safety protection, and protection from job loss, as management seeks to introduce more artificial intelligence that could significantly reduce the workforce. Well, over 15,000 bulbs are set to bloom at parks and traffic islands across Quincy next spring. City officials say the daffodils and tulips, allium, hyacinth, muscari, and crocus bulbs were all planted in 28 locations by crews from the Department of Natural Resources with help from Troop 42 of the Scouts of America. The bulb project is to help celebrate the Quincy 400 events planned in 2025. Reminder, curbside collection of yard waste in Quincy has been extended this week due to last week's storm. Yard waste will be collected today through Friday on your regular trash collection day. Yard waste must be placed curbside by 7 a.m. Residents may also dispose of yard waste at the DPW yard on C Street Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 86 points on Friday. The NASDAQ rose 23. The S&P fell just a fraction. Shares are lower in Asia today. The dollar's down. The euro rose. Oil at $70 a barrel. In sports, Patriots lose to the Cardinals out in Arizona yesterday, 30-17. Celtics beat the Wizards, 112-98. They'll be hosting Chicago Thursday night at 7:30. And the Bruins will take on Calgary on the road tomorrow night at 9. The National Weather Service forecast for today could see some morning flakes before turning cloudy at a high of 40 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low 26. Tomorrow, morning clouds, then afternoon sun at a high of 58. Sunny 47 on Wednesday, sunny 43 on Thursday. The marine forecast is calling for a 1-foot wave, southeast winds at 5 to 10, gusting to 20 knots, and a high tide 11:33 this morning. Sunrise 7:06, sets at 4:12. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, December 16th.